I'm going to start this recording by pinning my colours to the mast and saying that I love Flexi. It is, or at least was until a week ago, a really brilliant way of entering text into the iPhone, particularly if you're visually impaired. But as many people will know, many users of it will know, things have changed a bit in the last couple of weeks. An update to the app caused it to display an error message whenever it was started, saying that an update was available on the App Store. Then you would go through to the App Store and no update would be available, and you effectively weren't able to use Flexi app at all. That was then, inverted commas, corrected with the release of a new version of the software. However, for those of us still on iOS 6, for the record, I'm still on it because I haven't found enough space on my phone yet to install iOS 7, needing 3.5 gig, which I just don't have. Those on iOS 6 are presented with the same error message. They go through to the App Store, at which point it says, it gives you the option to upload, and to upgrade even. Sorry, I can't speak today. It gives you the option to upgrade, but then when you click on upgrade, it says that it's not compatible with iOS 6 and you have to have iOS 7, so you go around the big circle again. And Flexi say that they're going to be sorting this, and I'm sure they are, but I can't help feeling such a slightly strange feeling at the moment, because feeling a strange feeling, does that make sense? Anyway, because at the same time whilst all this is going on, if you watch Twitter, Flexi have recently launched their new Android keyboard app, and they're getting lots of positive reports about that. And rightly so. I mean, they've put a heck of a lot of development time and money and whatever else into this, and well done on them for bringing something to the market like that and for getting such positive reviews. But as somebody who's been using the iOS version for a while, and particularly when it was badged initially as something particularly for visually impaired people, it almost feels as though something very close to you has suddenly gone out into the wild, and they're enjoying a whole new life, and they're not particularly interested in you anymore. Does that seem strange? Maybe it does seem strange. Anyway, I know I keep on going to use it to tap out a tweet or some other message, and then remembering and having to do it the old way, and it's most frustrating and irritating. But fingers crossed, Flexi will sort it all out soon enough, and we'll all be back to normal.